You're listening to the Training Dummies. With Rob.
Nap time's over. Back to dispensing some indiscriminate justice.
And Daryl.
The best part of being a Dragon Knight is how much tail you get.
I don't even care that that was all hero stuff. Being right on, man.
All right. Yes, nap time's over. It's a Sunday afternoon, so we're doing this a little different. But it is episode 221 of the Training Dummies, recording on September 15th, 2018. My name is Daryl, and I am truly living in the Great White North because despite the calendar saying it's still summer, it has been snowing for 4 days and is still snowing. And it's ridiculous. It's not a lot accumulating. Like, if this had all stuck around, I'd probably have a foot of snow right now. But instead, it's just a couple inches on the ground. But it's ridiculous because it is still summer. Rob, how are you doing? Did you have to shovel the driveway today?
I haven't shoveled the driveway in over, like, 4.5 years, and it's been a beautiful thing. Yeah, ever since we moved to Texas, it's been great. So, that's gotta be wreaking havoc on your progress for running, right? Actually, no, man, you manned up. You went full on, like, legit.
Go on Wednesday, style, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my hair was covered in snow because it was snowing the whole time, so it was interesting anyway. By the time I got back in the car, my face was soaked because all the water was just running down because it was melting. Yeah, it was good. Good times.
Well, I'm getting ready to, I don't know if it's going to be before BlizzCon or after, but I'm about to push my running training up to the next level with the half marathon training coming up here. It's several months down the road, but I want to get ahead and start preparing sooner than later, but we'll see how that goes. We'll keep you guys posted. Well, I think we're going to do another one of those shows that went over really well. I was talking to James the other night, so I think we'll probably have James back on and do another fitness running show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not here to talk about that today. So the reason we are here is to talk about WipeFest. And let's give a big Training Dummies welcome to the developer of that website, Yax.
Dude. Yeah. So I know Daryl reached out to you a little while back and you agreed. You agreed to come on and we have implemented the WipeFest tool and we are checking it out and it is stinking awesome. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, top of the show. Just wanted to say thank you for that. But before we get into what the utility is and does and how it works and all that, why don't we have a little bit of a speed date round here? Maybe we'll get to know you a little bit and see who is Yax and what's going on. So if you maybe want to tell us a little bit about your background with gaming and you know who you are, what you do, you know, go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm Yax. In terms of gaming, I guess just forever. Like, you know, I got a Game Boy Color when I was tiny and I was playing Pokemon, PlayStation 1, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and Crash Bandicoot. So like video games from like as early as I can remember, pretty much. And then gaming. So primary school was a bit of RuneScape, which was awesome. Everyone was like on MSN, like chatting, like, oh, you're going to go on MSN. I'm like, you can go on RuneScape. You can chat to people on RuneScape and do quests. So, yeah. You know, I was that kind of kid. And then, high school. A few friends got me into World of Warcraft. So I guess that's when, you know, this all started. That was end of Wrath of the Lich King. So, and that was fun. Like I hadn't really played a game like World of Warcraft before. So other than RuneScape, but I don't know. WoW takes it to the next level, I guess. So yeah, kind of just got into raiding, I guess, pretty much straight away as soon as I was max level. Just loved the fun of that. Went through a few mains. So yeah, I guess let's do mains. Okay. Mm-hmm. Starter Cataclysm, Feral Druid, and then Firelands, I moved to Blood Death Knight, and then Dragon Soul to Warlock, and then what did we have after that? Oh, Mists of Pandaria, I was Holy Priest for all of that, and then Warlords of Draenor, I was Brewmaster Monk, and then Legion back to Holy Priest, and now back to Warlock. So yeah, I've re-rolled a few times, which
what spec are you playing currently? Really.
Affliction currently, because it's like for raiding, it's the only viable one really at the moment. Like,
well,
depending what
that.
Level you play at, but I mean, they have like buffed the others recently, but it's not quite enough. And I wanted to play Destruction. Like, I really like the feel of Destruction, you know, big, powerful fire spells and stuff, and Chaos Bolt, like, hitting for thousands. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wanted to play that, but then the Warcraft logs and the Sims came out, and, you know, Affliction Warlocks, I got the top, and then Destruction and Demonology, like, all the way down there. It's just... But it's still a fun spec.
Your resume there reads a lot like mine, because I started raiding in Cataclysm as well, and I think I started off on a Holy Pally, and then Feral Druid right around Firelands, and I think what they nerfed Swipe, and I got all butthurt, and I was like, no, you nerfed Swipe, you did this, and then I went DK right after that. So yeah, I have a very similar experience, and I'm not a flavor of the month kind of guy, but I, you know, if something isn't working for me, I'll definitely try something else. But yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know if it's just because like it's when I started properly raiding, but the first tier of Cataclysm, I just love it. The Bastion of Twilight and all of that.
Yeah, man.
Blackwing Descent.
Right. Yeah, going in there and seeing
it might just be nostalgia. But
Magma and Omitron fights, man. I mean, yeah, like being my first stint into raiding, I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah. No, that was a fun time because like a start Cataclysm move on just like this tiny server called Vash. Mm-hmm. And so the server was tiny itself, but 90% of it was Horde and we were Alliance. So there was like no one there, but everyone kind of recognize people walking around Stormwind and stuff, and you know, it's just a group of friends like trying to do these raids, and it's good fun on a tiny server, right? Like, because now we're on a massive server and like probably never see the same person twice, but it's a lot different. But always quite nostalgic about those like first raids. At one point in I think it might have been in Mists of Pandaria, I worked out, because I wanted to, we didn't have like raid time walking like we kind of do now.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to go back to the Cataclysm raids, the first ones. So I worked out, if you took all your gear off and then you bought a certain kind of weapon from the auction house, that was a certain item level, you could roughly get the same kind of stats you'd have as if you were doing the first raid.
Yeah.
So I convinced enough guildies to like all basically just get naked and equip these like low level blue questing weapons, and we went and did a Cataclysm, and it was fun.
That's awesome. That's a clever way of working around that, to actually try and get a true to life experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We couldn't kill Nefarian. We kept wiping on Nefarian ages, and in the end we just put our gear on and just like killed it in 5 seconds, and it was like,
I was gonna say, like,
this thing we were struggling on for so long.
Put on one piece of gear, keep trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it was fun that. So yeah, gone through a few mains, been raiding basically all of that time. And actually, yeah, so when we started, like, in Cataclysm, like, a couple of friends from high school, we just made our own guild together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it's just the same guild I've been in pretty much for the past 8 years. So kind of guild mastering and raid leading that on and off, but like a lot more on than off. Mm-hmm. So a couple breaks here and there, but it's always kind of stuck with the same guild, and that's been good. It's moved realms a few times and it's moved faction, but it's been the same kind of same guild, I guess. So that's always fun. And then, I guess that probably catches me up with my, gaming background. In terms of, programming, probably just like, again, programming for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just self-taught myself a bit of HTML when I was, again, like in primary school. I think I got like a book off my, granny and granddad's bookshelf that was just like HTML for beginners or something. And I just like, oh, what's this? Oh, I can make web pages. And it's just like some really rubbish web page. It's got like one text box on the title or something. It's like, I made this. But yeah, so been faffing around with computers, I guess, for a long time. I tried to do game development for a while. So that was fun. There's a program called Game Maker, you know, it's a pretty good name. It lets you make games. So it's had a bit of programming in there. Played around with that for a while. And then I didn't do any programming at uni. Well, I did a little bit. I did a maths degree. But I had a couple of like computer science modules, and I much preferred the computer science modules to the maths ones. So then after uni, I just thought, well, I'll just try and get a job in like software development. And I did. And, it's basically just been coding for quite a long time as well. So lots of video games, lots of programming. That makes me sound quite nerdy.
But, you know, it makes you sound awesome.
I'm okay with it. Yeah. And then, yeah. So Wipefest, I guess, is just the whole video games and programming stuff coming together.
Yeah, so your hobbies and your professional life kind of got together, and now it's led you down this path, huh?
Yeah, and it's been fun. It's been good.
Well, right on.
Got to kind of combine the hobbies anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Daryl, do you have any other opening questions before we get into it?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm ready to get going on this.
All right, cool. Well, if you guys have any questions or comments or want to find out what we are doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. And also, if you like the show and you'd like to support us, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligations, of course. We're just happy that you listen.
All right, so Wipefest, let's just start with maybe what it is before we get into all the rest of this. Just
okay.
Top level overview.
It is. So you've got your logs and Warcraft logs, and you could probably spend ages trying to work out exactly what happened at certain points. Mm-hmm. And Wipefest just kind of tries to do that automatically for you. So instead of kind of diving deep into all your logs and Warcraft logs, if you go to Wipefest, it will try to just kind of build a little timeline of what happened in the fight. When the boss cast their major abilities, when players use their cooldowns, who's dying at what points. It's all stuff you can get from your logs, but it just kind of does it all at once for you. Tries to guess what the major events in a fight are, like which abilities are important to show up in that timeline. But it builds all of that and just lets you see it. So it's like a concise overview of the fight. And then at the same time, uses some of that data to effectively count things up for you. So that's what's called like the insights. So you'll get you stood in the fire 20 times, this person stood in the fire 4 times, or used health stones 10 times, and you know, who's using the health stones, who's standing where, how long you're taking to deal with certain abilities, things like that. So concise overviews, also if you can get out of Warcraft logs, but I figured if I program all that for people, then people can just go use that and they don't have to go through all the complicated bit, and then anyone can just go on and get a very quick. Mm-hmm. So it was something I wanted, really. It's hard to say. I had a need for this, so I kind of started programming it and then just kind of took off from there.
So you built it kind of as a self-serving tool then at first, huh? Something to make your life easier.
Yeah. It was, well, okay. So like all good things in life, it started off as a spreadsheet. back in what raid was it? Was it Nighthold that had Krosos? Or was that?
Yeah, Nighthold, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
The guy he slammed and he breaks the bridge and you got less and less room.
Yeah, that was Nighthold.
So our guild reached that fight on Mythic. And then the great thing about that fight is that it's scheduled. Like everything happens, you know, on a certain time. Every time you pull it, he'll cast the same abilities at the same time. And I was healing at the time and raid leading. So I wanted to work out when's the best time to use our healing cooldowns. And it seemed like a fairly simple problem to solve because the same thing happens every time. You know which abilities happen, how much damage they're going to do. So you should be able to plan about that. And then if we can get that out of the way, we can focus on the rest of the mechanics and we know exactly what we're doing in that regard. So I went on Warcraft logs and I pulled out all the cast times of the major abilities just by like applying a filter on the events view on Warcraft logs. And it told me when every ability was cast that I was interested in. And then you can export that from Warcraft logs as like a CSV. So basically a spreadsheet. So I could open that up. I've got all the timings and then I could just in my spreadsheet plan. Okay. So at this point, he uses two dangerous abilities very close together. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need a larger cooldown there. We'll save our spirit link for this point, that kind of thing. And then, well, yeah, I was looking at other guilds because obviously we're not the first person to kill this on Mythic. I mean, it'd be great if we were, but you know, we weren't. So we're looking at, how other guilds had done it. And again, just went on Warcraft logs, wrote a filter. Let's pull out when these other guilds are using Spirit Link or Tranquility and how they're timing their cooldowns. And I put that in the same spreadsheet, and then it gave me just kind of a view of this one, all the abilities are happening, when the damage is, and guilds that have already killed this, so guilds that we could probably learn from, are using their healing cooldowns at these points. So it was fairly helpful and just helped plan it.
Yeah.
And effectively, that was Wipefest in, like, I guess it's very basic form because it was the, you know, the whole timeline with the abilities on, your healing cooldowns. Mm-hmm. And then so I was Holy Priest and I was in the Holy Priest Discord and someone was asking about Krosos and, like, you know, when best to use Divine Hymn or, you know, we're struggling to plan our healing cooldowns. And I linked the spreadsheet because I was like, oh, this is what I did. It might help you. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of people were like, you know, giving feedback on it, like, oh, this is really helpful. Like, I didn't know you could kind of pull this out of Warcraft logs so easily and stuff. And, and then I figured, well, okay, this could be fun. And at the same time, in my spare, so I was working as a web developer and still am. But at that point, I was learning this new web development JavaScript framework called Angular 2. and I needed an excuse. I wanted to program some Angular 2, and I needed an excuse, like a project to do in Angular 2. And I was like, well, this seems like as good an idea as any. So I just, the process of applying the Photo and Warcraft logs, getting the data out and displaying it, I just kind of automated that into a website, made it look a bit prettier. And I guess bit by bit, just been adding features to it. And that's kind of how it grew.
I like that you're pulling all this data from Warcraft logs, because, like, honestly, when we use it at the end of... I use it at the end of the night to go back in and look and see, like, did I beat everyone else on my team in DPS? Like, I didn't. Like, there's so much more to it than that, though, that there's, you know, real-time information that you can get. But going in between every single fight or wipe and going in and looking and saying, all right, what happened? Oh, wait, you know, we all got hit by this. We need a healing cooldown there or whatever. So, like, so what Wipefest does then is it gives you that information in real time, right? You don't have to go through and pick through all the logs.
No, I mean, yeah, well, when you're live logging, as soon as the log is uploaded to Warcraft logs, which is basically as soon as the fight is over, if you're live logging, you can then see the same report on Wipefest and it'll pull out the timeline for you. So effectively, right after you've wiped, you can just go check it out and be like, oh, okay, we got hit by this loads and we're not quite doing openness. And like, what exactly happened as we were phasing? Okay, so let's look at when we're going from phase one to phase two and like, oh, we got hit by this. Then he cast this. Then so-and-so died and we didn't use this cooldown. So it kind of gives you that kind of information a bit quicker than if you had to dig into it each time on Warcraft logs.
One of our guys on our team is having it piped into, we have a Discord channel just for, you know, the output there. So.
Oh yeah. The Discord bot.
That's kind of how we're using it right now. Is that what would you say that that's maybe the best way to use it, or what do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what the bot is there for. I thought that was rather than just took some of the pain out of it, I guess, because, I guess you wipe, you have to open up your browser and you have to check and put the link in and see, and, you know, skip to the next fight and stuff. But again, that was stuff I could automate. So I figured I'll write a little Discord bot. It'll watch your report on Warcraft logs, and every, I think it's 45 seconds, it'll check to see if there's a new fight. If there's a new fight, it'll generate the report and it will send the insights into the channel, which is what you'll be seeing. So. Which again is if you're pulling quickly, which a lot of the times you kind of want to do in progress, if you're not changing your tactics so much and you're pulling quickly, it gives you a little bit more information to say like, well, actually these particular mechanics are not going so well. So maybe in your next pull, focus on these rather than to take 5-10 minutes for someone to dig through and just kind of
so
work out what's going on.
If you're happy with your strategy and you're not looking to change anything immediately, then you're going to keep pulling. And then, so I'm going in and I look and it's like, you know, such and such died over, you know, over 30 seconds with zero heals and this much damage. So you kind of know, like, not to point the finger at anybody, but, you know, you kind of know where you can figure out where the problem lies there, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't billed as like a finger pointing tool.
Hey man, I personally don't mind if I'm the problem. I want to know, right? Because you know, if I'm standing in fire or you know, we're on Vectis right now, and there's the point where the three ads, or you know, I don't know if there's a difference between heroic or whatnot, but you know, the ads come out in the back and they can be CC'd. And where, you know, I totally jumped on the wrong one and was just lighting into it, and somebody kept trying to CC it and I was on the wrong ad.
Oh,
so, you know, and it was me, right? And so I, you know, in this case, well, Rob, you done screwed up, knock it off. So like, it's one of those things you want to know where the issue is, and it's not necessarily finger pointing. You just want to know like, oh, hey, this guy can do this or stop doing this or, you know, so.
That's what makes good raiders, isn't it? Like, if you can actually take the criticism, then and improve, then that's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah, and so. The great thing is that we're kind of I don't know if growing pains is the right word. We're, you know, it's the beginning of the expansion, brand new raid. A lot of people are excited. Yeah. A lot of people are back, and some people are filling roles that they aren't necessarily wanting to play or geared for, because that's kind of what we need right now. So we have some people that are really stepping up. So the fact that we are making progression in these situations is nice. But having a tool like Wipefest to give you that real-time information, you can kind of know, like, you know, hey, you know, what to do or, you know, what to look for. What do you think is some of the best information that you get out of a White Vest report? Like, what's the best way to read it or utilize it?
Ooh. So some of the insights are a bit more helpful than others. Let's think of a boss. There's, I guess on Mithrax, there's a fair few different ones. Like, there's the knockback one. So the spheres land on people, and if they land on you, you get charmed, and then you have to knock them out to actually uncharm them so they can keep fighting. And there's an insight on there that's literally how quick it takes you to get people out on average. And I think that's like a fairly important one, because you lose a lot of DPS uptime, and you can see straight away, like, oh, it's taking us like 5 seconds on average to knock people out. Like, should it really be taking that long? And so I think the insights are probably the most helpful information there, but they can be sometimes a bit generic, and sometimes the timeline is more helpful if you want to actually drill down onto, you know, between these 10 seconds, like, and you can change the filters on the left-hand side. Like, I'm only interested in this ability. One of the things, so we're looking at Heroic Gahoon next. And obviously on the left and right, you've got the power matrix to carry all the way. And one of the things that White Vest is tracking on that is when you pick up the power matrix, when you throw it, and when you deposit it. So using that, we can look at like other guilds' kills of Gahoon, and we can see, oh, okay, this warrior picks it up, and then he deposits it. What's he doing to actually get it from one end to the other without actually having to pass it to anyone else? And then you can think, oh, well, he's using the gateway, and then he's leaping twice, and then if he's high mountain, he's doing his extra little charge. But then you can see, so when we're doing it, and it's not going quite as well as it should, you can say, oh, what's going on here? Okay, so this person threw it, and then they threw it, and then they dropped it, and then they have to pick it up again. And so depending on like the mechanic of, because sometimes the insights can't tell you everything you need to know, and you have to kind of look at the timeline.
Yeah,
I think the insights give you most of what you need, and you'll drill down into the timeline when you've got a bit more.
Yeah, that's more nice. Nitpicking. Like, I didn't even consider, you know, one of the good things about Warcraft logs is being able to match your data up against somebody and see like, where other people are successful, and maybe that'll help you out. Who would you say that Wipefest is for then?
Basically, anyone who raids, I think. If you want to get better. And you're already uploading to Warcraft logs, even if you're not, it's fairly simple to start uploading to Warcraft logs, then I think White Vest can help you. Because it takes some of the pain out. It kind of reduces the skill cap of actually analyzing your logs. So it makes it more available to, I guess, any kind of raider. And I guess there's a bit of a focus on the entire raid as a whole rather than one particular person. Because there'll be a lot of people, I guess, who use Warcraft logs, and they'll go on, they'll check, I want to see what my DPS percentile was for this fight. Okay, I got 80, I'm happy with that, or I'm not happy with that, I need to improve. But Wipefest gives kind of an overview of everything, so I guess in that regard, it could be potentially more raid leader focused. And I guess as a raid leader, I kind of developed it, I guess, a bit for myself, and that might have been the need I had. So if you want to see an overview of your entire team, maybe, rather than just yourself or, you know, the other specs in your guild that you're like trying to compete with, then I think Wipefest is the tool for you, because there's WoW Analyzer. So wowanalyzer.com is another kind of Warcraft logs baby site that it does similar to Wipefest, except it analyzes one particular person, but it analyzes them in depth. So that's great for if you want to maximize your DPS on one person. And then I think Wipefest has a slightly different need of trying to maximize the raid as a whole and work out what your tactics are and your mechanics. So it might be more raid leader focused, but really I feel like anyone can benefit from it, because even if you're just a DPS and you just want to do as much damage as you can still learn a lot from how the fight actually works, and oh, I'm getting hit by this a lot and I'm getting stuck in this CC, or I'm not breaking people out of this. So I think anyone who wants to learn and progress can use it, and hopefully there's not too much barrier for entry to start using it.
Yeah, it looks like a couple of folks are in the chat room and like to use it to like establish dominance over other people on the team, like to prove to prove that you're a better healer, or that's also a really good reason like that.
Yeah.
So you're talking a little bit about most of the data that you're getting, or all the data, I guess, is coming from Warcraft logs. Then what? How can you find your logs on Wipefest?
So if you just go to wipefest.net, on the homepage, there's just a little search box, and there's three different ways you can search. by character, and you just put your realm and character name in, click search. It goes to Warcraft logs to get your passes back, basically your rankings, and then from there you can click through and Whitebest will generate the summary for you. Or if you'd rather search by guild, so if you know your guild logs to a guild that's set up on Warcraft logs, again, just guild name and server name, and that'll take you straight to your guild page and you can look through all your reports on there. And then the last one is just, if you've got a Warcraft logs link, you can just paste that in and then click go and it will show you the Whitefest equivalent. So if it's a Warcraft logs report, it will show you a Whitefest report page that has links to all the different fights in it. Or if it's a Warcraft logs fight, it will just take you straight to the fight summary.
Cool. Right on. So I think we have kind of, I may have accidentally skipped around on some of these notes that we've been talking a little bit about the bot and what here. Daryl, did you get a chance to look at the what Austin had set up for our first stuff the other day?
Well, I looked in just, I was able to have a look in just the Discord channel that the bot spam, we have one set up for that. But I'm not sure what all it's telling me here. And I don't know if the, like, does the Discord bot have as much information as we can get on the site, or can we get a lot more on the site?
So on the site, you get the entire timeline, which the bot doesn't show you at all. So that will show, like, the major abilities. And then also the bot, for some of the insights, the bot shows you a bit of extra detail. So, like, who was hit and how many times. But some of the other ones, such as interrupt insights, so there's one that shows you interrupted this ability 50 out of 80 times, and then who got the most interrupts, what times you missed interrupts, and things like that. And that would be too much data to show in the Discord summary, because it would just be massive, and it's too much for anyone to read. So there are a few insights where all their details aren't actually shown on the Discord bot. But I think the bot gives you a link as well to the actual summary. When a bot does a report and posts, at the start of that report, it's got the name of the fight, and then below it, it's got the link to the actual Whitefest report. So if there is something you need to see more information on, you can still get there quickly.
Playing a Demon Hunter, I really, really, I'm a huge fan of interrupting, because it gives me the resource back, you know, so it's like actually really helpful. But yeah, we tend to be super competitive. Most of us now have circulated this week aura that's like all the interrupt timers for everybody on the team. Anytime somebody does, you know, puts them on the list of people up in the corner, and it shows if they're on cooldown or not, which is really nice. So we can try to not, you know, even though we're being competitive, you can try to not step on somebody else and actually, you know, get a good interrupt.
Well, it's so easy to rhythm, just overlap interrupts, isn't it? I was doing a mythic dungeon, and then, like, this mob cast an ability that needed to be interrupted, and everyone just used their interrupt, and then, like, the next time we cast something, we had nothing. So, actually, I think I need to invest in that week over.
Oh, it's amazing. I can link it to you later, or if you just go to Wago. What is it?
Wago.
Yeah, if you go to that site and just type in, like, interrupt, like, there's a ton of them, but it is... I don't know, man. That's probably been one of the highlights for me so far in BFA, is some of these weak auras that I just haven't been using. And now, I move it off to the side a little bit, and it can be annoying in, you know, an LFR situation where it's the next thing, you know, there's like just a crap ton of names up there and whatnot. But I do really benefit from being able to see, you know, who else is on cooldown, and, you know, especially in a structured environment, a mythic plus or an actual progression raid, it helps a ton. So
I need to get that week or and I need to get one that tells me when I've not got a pet out.
I have one too. I don't know if you follow Preach at all. He posted all of his weak auras, and his warlock sets all have a giant stupid looking the little summon and it's like it pops
so obvious,
and if you don't have one, it'll pop up and it's like summon pet. You're like, okay. So
I need that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Too many times in, like, Mythic Plus, my pet would just die, and I'll just not realize.
Okay, so Daryl, we're going to sidebar this for a second here. Daryl and I have been talking, because he's been a Warlock main for several years now, and it's been kind of like one of my main alts the last couple through Legion and so far with BFA. And I don't know what the deal is. I think they changed a bunch of stuff in BFA, but is your pet just like a turd now? He just dies to everything? Like, especially if I'm playing Demonology, that Felguard will run in and, like, you just watch his health is like, nope. And I'm like, okay, thanks, man. Like, I know the change was partially intentional because Warlocks were just, like, soloing pretty strong elite mobs out in the world. And they're like, yeah, that's kind of not what we were wanting. But now it's like, they just die so much.
It seems like it, yeah. I mean, I guess you can command it to move to a certain place. Mm-hmm. But, like, I guess if you were, like, you know, top of your game and your pet was stood in some AoE that was about to go off, you could move it out, but I don't know.
I am not on that kind of level of APM there. No. Like, I'm
not watching where my pet is. Maybe I should be, but I'm not.
I think Daryl, weren't you saying too, like, every time you turn around your pet's dead on some, especially AoE pulls and stuff?
Yeah, it's the demonic strength or whatever it is. I got yelled at in a five man yesterday for having my taunt on, but my Felguard doesn't have taunt as an ability. It's that 400% damage AoE just pulls threat from tanks and there's nothing that I can do about it, right? It's my huge AoE ability and it's just what happens.
And then suddenly everything's hitting your pet and then your pet dies, I guess.
Maybe that's what it is. I didn't even think about that. Isn't that a talent, the demonic strength one? There was something else I was taking on that tier that just wasn't as good. But yeah, I definitely noticed that. Well, I could talk about how stupid your pet is all day, but, what are some of the insights that we, you know, I know we talked about this a little bit, but what are some of the insights that we can find in through Wipefest?
Yeah. So there's one insight that is on literally every fight, which I've added recently, which is a Hearthstone usage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Because that's a generic one that can apply to anything. So effectively just added that to every fight. And that's a fairly easy one. You know, if you're not using your Hearthstones, you probably should be, or there's a Warlock in your group that's pretty sad because he's making these Hearthstones and no one's even bothering to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of, I mean, I'll look at Zul right now and there's a fair few. Because Zul does a lot of ad management, and there's a lot of different abilities going on that you kind of need to deal with. So the hexes, if the hexes get too close to each other, they will heal Zul. Well, there's an insight for that. So if you're not sure why the boss is suddenly getting healed, you go on Wipefest and it tells you, you're letting your hexes get too close. Mm-hmm. All the ads are getting healed at you when that happens. Or the hexes spawn the animated Ica, which then like moves to the boss and heals him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, why is the boss getting healed? Okay, there's an insight for that. Oh, we're dying loads of this weird thing called blood shard. Like, what's going on there? Oh, we've interrupted that 12 out of 22 times. Maybe we should interrupt it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they effectively just, I try to sum up the mechanics of the fight. So I'll go through a Fat Boss video. When it's on beta, I'll go through the Fat Boss video and, look at beta logs, which aren't always, some of them are quite buggy, so the information's not always, and they're still like tuning the fights and sorting a few mechanics out. So sometimes they miss a few things, but, I go through all that and effectively anything that seems like it would be a common question in that fight, I try to provide a quick answer to it via an insight. And actually, I should definitely say for order, my friend and guildie Garrow actually did pretty much half and half of the fights. So, he helped me out a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
To actually get it done in time, going through logs and stuff and building the timelines and insights.
Just a real quick heads up to anyone who's in the live stream, Daryl, heck happened his internet dump, so I had to change the filter
I think he might be back on. Not sure. My internet's really good until it's not.
Yeah.
Like, it's just strong, fast download speeds, but then every now and then it'll just die and it'll just be gone for like 5 or 10 minutes and it's not done that in a while, though, so I might be jinxing it by even bringing this up. But, yeah, it's great until it's not.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I think my hang-up right now is my computer can only do so much. It's pretty old, but it's hanging in there, so. But, all right, I think Daryl's back. We're good. We don't have to.
Hopefully.
All right, we'll just pull the audio from the VOD. That way you don't have to worry
about it. Yeah, I don't know. This is
all the cred you were getting there.
The snow is, I don't know, I'm guessing that's what's affecting things. Like, I can't, this is awful. This is the worst it's ever been. So.
All right. Well, we didn't lose too much there. We were just getting caught up on.
Oh, okay.
Now you talked about this a little bit. I'd like to maybe see if there's anything else here about the focusing in on a player. Now, is that comparing them to like another player of that class in spec, or is that just being able to find out like how exactly do you find out like where you can up your game at? Like, so you're playing a warlock, I'm playing a demon hunter. What would I do to find out, like, you know, I remember there was a tool. Yeah. It was like WoW Analyzer. You know, that would go through mm-hmm. and tell you, you know, you missed this many I-beams, you missed this many, you know, your cooldowns or whatever. So how does the focusing on a player work?
Yeah, so it's slightly different to WoW Analyzer. Like, WoW Analyzer is actually really good at, like, what it does. If you want to see just one person, and it can tell you so many helpful things on how to improve your play and which parts you need to improve on. And then the focusing in on White Vest is slightly different. So once you've got the report loaded up, mm-hmm. and you got your insights at the top and your timeline below them. On the right, there is a list of all the players in the raid, and you can basically click on a player to focus in on them. And what that does is adds events to the timeline for that player. So if they are, well, I'll go through Holy Priest because that's the one I did last, which was, so, you know, you divine him, and actually I need to add their new cooldown to it, the Holy Word Salvation, and then their life grips and, you know, certain, their big AoE heals, and then their defensive Desperate Prayer. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just adds their important abilities to the timeline. So if you want to just see how's this one person doing and reacting to these different events. So the boss is casting this. Is this player actually doing anything at this point? Mm-hmm. So, because what I could do is we could get important abilities for every spec and class into the timeline, and it would be huge, and it would potentially be harder to digest because there'd be 20 raid members worth of, like, mm-hmm. every
yeah.
abilities that are important to them, but not necessarily always important when you want a general overview. So they get kind of sectioned away into the focuses. So on the right-hand side, you click on a player and it'll add their events to the timeline for you. And it's a little bit sparse. So the way this works is people will contribute specs to it. Mm-hmm. So when I first did it, I was playing Holy Priest and I configured the specific events for Holy Priest that I thought would be useful to track. And then effectively other people, like people just from the Discord, the White Vest Discord, would help me add other specs. So they'd go and work out what abilities were useful for that spec, and they'd write the configuration and send it to me, and I'd approve it. So we've got about half of the specs done. So if you look on the right and there's not like a checkbox next to your raid member, that means that the spec isn't there yet for them. We've not actually configured it.
Okay.
And so at some point I should probably go through and actually finish them all off, but there's 36 specs and I don't even know many of them. So I'd have to go on Icy Veins and just, it feels like it's something that if there are people that are willing to help and they know that spec pretty well, then they can come through and they can just say, these are the important abilities. This is how we should track them. And we can kind of work together to add them. But so I guess the advantage of it is, so say I'm an affliction warlock. So actually in a day or two, I'll add the affliction configuration because it's not there yet. Mm-hmm. But what I would find really helpful right now is to say I go on Warcraft logs, I find the top 10 affliction warlocks for whatever fight I'm progressing on currently, and then load it up in White Vest, focus on each warlock and just see when are they using their cooldowns, when are they timing their things, what does their opener look like? So one of the things I could add is just basically show effectively the main cooldowns like Summon Dark Glare and your Dark Soul. Show those all the time, but for the first 15 seconds, show me pretty much every spell they're casting, so their opener, effectively, because it's really important, the opener. Like, Affliction Warlock is quite a bursty DPS spec, so you got to kind of get your opener right if you want to maximize your damage. So it'd be useful to kind of look at those top 10 Warlocks, focus in on each one, see what they're doing in the first 15 seconds of the fight. When are they using their cooldowns? Because Fetid Devourer is an annoying one. Because we hero at 50% when he gains the damage increase, and then he just like melts. But I popped my cooldowns at the start of the fight, and I didn't have anything to pop when hero was popped, and he was taking extra damage. And really, if I'd done a bit more research and looked at some logs, I probably could have worked out these top ranking warlocks, actually, they're probably saving their cooldowns until hero is popped. So then I'd go through the first half of the fight, not doing much damage, but then hopefully when hero had popped, pop all my cooldowns and the boss would melt. So I think the focuses are probably helpful for that in working out the timings for that player, but in regards to the entire fight. And yeah, like I said, we'll work on adding the rest of them and potentially updating them for BFA, because a lot of them were done in Legion, so they might need a few tweaks for the BFA changes.
That makes sense. How can people contribute to the development? You said that there was stuff that hadn't been...
Yeah, so I've been working on making this easier. Or trying to make it easier, anyway. Mm-hmm. So there's a part of Wipefest, one of the links at the top of the website is just called Develop, mm-hmm. and that takes you to wipefest.net/develop. And on here, there's a bit of a console where you can let you write a configuration in a just Wipefest configuration format, mm-hmm. and then run it against a fight, and you can see it pull back certain events for that. So it was a fairly manual process for people to contribute before. They could do it, but they'd have to like pull a GitHub repository and commit and make a change. And there's a fair few barriers to entry, basically. Mm-hmm. So I developed this kind of console on the website to try to make it easier. And, if you go on, one of the first things you'll see is it will say, welcome to the developer console. And then there'll be a little drop down that lets you load different examples in. And if you just load the first example or something, it's got comments in that configuration to kind of explain what it's doing. Mm-hmm. Because it's not immediately straightforward, but every event in the timeline is represented by a configuration, which is just a little block of, it's not even code really. It's just a block of, details. Mm-hmm. So like it, which ability you want to pull back and what kind of event it is. Mm-hmm. So is this a debuff event or is it an ability event or is this a death event or something? And then which ability is it an event for? And that's the bare minimum information that Wipefest needs to go to Warcraft logs, apply Warcraft logs filter to it, bring those events back and then render them, in the friendly way that Wipefest tries to render them. So effectively for people to contribute, they would go to this console, they'd write a bit of configuration, and then you can save it on the console and you can send links around. So if you've done a bit of work, mm-hmm. you can click the save button and then the URL, you can take that and send it to someone in the Discord, send it to me, and I'll be able to see exactly what you've written and we can test it against different fights and stuff. But, so there's functionality there. I've not pushed it as much as maybe I should have to try to get some more contributions. But maybe I should at some point. I've just kind of written it and just kind of left it there for now. Mm-hmm. I did a couple YouTube videos on kind of how to use it. So oh, they're around. Okay. And then the best place though, to be honest, would just be come to the Wipefest Discord and just ask like, and I was on this fight and this ability wasn't being tracked, or I want to be able to focus in on this specialization. Mm-hmm. I want to help. How can I help? And I'll help you as much as I can to work with you and actually.
Yeah, very cool. What are some of the plans that you've got for the future thing coming up?
Yeah, so there is the ideas board on the website as well. So there's a couple things on there that I'd like to get to at some point. I think that was actually one of your questions later, the ideas board, but I've brought it forward. the ideas board on Wipefest, which is ideas.wipefest.net. I think the top one on there that people really want to see is view insights over time for guild. So instead of having to load up your fight and then page through the different fights to see the insights for them, mm-hmm. or, you know, you've got your Discord bot and it's reported 20 times for your 20 wipes. Mm-hmm. And then you go through and you try to work out maybe who in particular is getting hit most by something over the entire course of the fight. It's not an easy task at the moment. And one of the things that people would really like to see is one report that kind of adds all those insights up across your whole raid night. Mm-hmm. So you can see just an aggregate of that effectively. So we wiped 20 times on this boss and this mechanic hurt us the most and it was hitting these people this many times as a total across the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, if you're hitting the same wall like over and over, you're having the same issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so there's a bit of an issue there is that it might be quite slow to generate. So when I come to implement it, it might have to be in some kind of if lots of people started requesting to generate these reports and I had to go through all the fights and calculate all the insights and put them all together, it might be a semi-slow process. So I might have to implement some kind of queue. Mm-hmm. I guess like you go on raid bots and you want to sim yourself and you see you don't get your sim straight away. You get put into a queue, mm-hmm. and then it will sim you when like the server has time or when it's ready. Mm-hmm. I'd probably have to implement something like that for that because it would take a bit more time to actually generate.
Yeah.
But as long as people are willing to wait, I think it'd be a really helpful feature.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, you could potentially implement something, you know, like the raid bots is too, for, you know, supporters or Patreon to be put at the top of the queue. So.
Yeah, I guess if people don't want to wait for however long the wait would be, and they're happy with the project and want to support it, I mean, that could be a good way for them to jump the queue. It seems to work for raid bots anyway.
Yeah, people seem great. I do know that we've got the premium service, and it's nice to see that queue there and then to see me go right up to the top.
Straight to the front.
It's awesome. Yeah.
No, that's good.
I can hear Daryl popping in and out, so I apologize to you guys. We're just going to keep on trucking because this is some really good information. So go on, man. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say another one that is on the ideas board is, and it's something I've actually been playing with over this weekend, is going to be called, I guess I'll call it statistics, but it's effectively rankings for your insights. So the one I'm playing with at the moment is the Hearthstone one, because it's a fairly generic one and it's on all fights. So I've put a few gears in motion for this already. I'm looking at like developing it. We'll see how it works out. But so what currently happens when the insights are generated is that data is shown on the website to you that 10 people used a Hearthstone, but then it's like thrown away. Nothing's done with it. But what would probably be helpful if I actually just stored that information that, okay, so this heroic raid group of 23 people on Gahoon, they used 15 Hearthstones. And I just store that in a database, and then someone else generates a report, and that's another bit of Hearthstone statistics, and I store that as well. And if I store enough of these, I should be able to work out, okay, so you use 10 Hearthstones on Gahoon. For your raid size, that's not really enough. When people are killing this fight, they're using 20 Hearthstones. You need to up your game on this particular mechanic. And if I can get that in, I'd be quite happy. I'm having a bit of an experiment. I'm now recording when the Hearthstone, like the amount of Hearthstones people are using. So I'm recording that data, and then when I've got a couple days worth, I'm going to have a look and see if I can split it up into basically 100 buckets. So I'll get all the values. These people healed 100k with Hearthstones, 110k, 120k, order them. And if there's like 1,000 values there or something, then I'll split them up into 100 buckets, and then potentially I can work out the percentiles that you'd see on kind of Warcraft logs. So, you know, and then, you know, it's quite ambitious, but it would be nice to move away from the whole I'm a 95th percentile DPS, so I'm the best player I can be, and move towards our guild is actually really good at all of these mechanics. We are ranking like 95th percentile on all of these. We're doing a great job, guys. Or, you know, we're not doing so well on these two insights, these two mechanics, but we're doing like ridiculously good on these others. Maybe our focus is in the wrong place, and we should focus a bit less on these that we're like flying through already. And these ones that we're struggling with, maybe we can focus on that a bit more. So I'd like to get to that point, put the work in motion a bit now, and we'll see how that happens. Could be good.
I like the Hearthstone thing, because that's always relevant, right? Like, there's a time on pretty much every fight where, and our team's pretty good about calling this kind of stuff out. You can see it's a big AoE damage phase, or, you know, the execute phase, or some sort of time where, you know, someone will call out, all right, Hearthstones, or, you know, like as just a reminder to, you know, I don't know. I was talking with a buddy of mine earlier today, and it's basically like, a dead DPS does no DPS, but the best thing that you can contribute at that point where you're pushing progression is being alive. So if that means, whatever, you know, even a statistic like a Hearthstone, that's useful. I'm sure there's like all sorts of ways that you could probably pull that data at some point too. Like, how much are you actually healing off of it? Or, you know, somebody in chat is saying here, bind it to every key. Well, you want to actually get value out of it too, you know? So like,
I mean, the ranking would have to be on the total heal that the whole raid had done rather than the cast. Cause if you all cast it when you're at like full health or 99% health or whatever, that shouldn't like shoot you to the top of those rankings. It should be the actual useful fight, heal from it. And actually, it should be, well, it will be Hearthstones and coastal healing potions as well, because they don't share a cooldown anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Insight actually tracks both. And I think what a lot of guilds are doing right now is they're still using their Hearthstones, but they don't actually know that they can use Coastal Healing Potions as well. Mm-hmm. And Coastal Healing Potions, they don't share a CD with your Battle Potion of Intellect or anything. So you can still use your DPS bots as usual. You can use your Hearthstone, and you can use your Healing Potion and make your healers' lives happier. Kill the fight quicker, hopefully. Yeah. So it will track both of those, and then people might realize, like, oh, why are we... I thought like everyone used a health stone, but maybe we're still not ranking very well on this. Oh, actually, coastal healing potions are a thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should invest in getting some of those and see how we can use those.
Well, right on here. It looks like these are all most of our notes, but we have. I see that this says Austin questions. I'm guessing that's our.
Yeah, that's our Austin.
Good man. I love that guy. He's kind of one of our internal IT guys. Who's, you know, if there's something. He's the guy that introduced us to using this for our team. But one of his first question here is how many contribute to analyzing classes, and what classes are having trouble being worked on at the moment?
Yeah, so I think there was maybe 7 or 8 people who helped contribute to getting the different focuses configured. And obviously we've done maybe, I think we've done 21 out of 36 of the classes.
All right,
so, which is, you know, it's good. And we can get all the way. We just need to find people that are willing, or, you know, find the time to actually just get those done. And I guess the struggle is, I'm probably not just, like, I'd like for people to help, I guess, because I don't really know the specs. But at the same time, I'm not really asking for a lot of help. I'm not pushing it. I'm not, like, going anywhere to say, like, help me configure all of these specializations. Mm-hmm. So I think the trouble there might be in terms of marketing and asking for help and stuff, I don't do a lot. I kind of just code. So I'll just develop new features and I'll push them, but I won't make a massive like hoo-ha about it. And potentially, I might need to change that up a bit. If I want to help more guilds, and if this is a helpful tool and the feedback so far seems to suggest that it is, then it'd be nice to see other guilds use it. So maybe at some point I should, you know, do a bit more marketing or go to some YouTubers or something and see if they're interested in talking about it.
The PR thing is big. You see a lot of, you know, word of mouth is good, but the more you can kind of develop a community around it, it does help. So,
I mean, it's basically grown just from word of mouth. And then, so I made a couple of Reddit posts that got a bit of attention, but I think it was more people, you know, just telling people in their guild or telling other guilds or their friends on WoW about this little tool. And then eventually, MMO Champion got wind of it.
There you go.
So they got in touch and asked to like, oh, can we put this in a news post? And I was like, yeah, you can. And then, so they put it in a news post and then everyone went to it and we had loads of users and the website broke and it was fantastic.
That's beautiful.
Wowhead as well, similar, after that, like, oh, can we write a guide for, so I wrote a guide on Wowhead for Wipefest. So it's just kind of been, I've not pushed it a lot, I guess. It was word of mouth, and then a couple of people asked me if I'd show it around. But I think maybe I should send it to a few YouTubers or see who's interested.
Well, yeah. You said the whole thing started off as kind of a tool for you guys just to get through Krosis and whatnot. And now it's completely evolved into a super awesome tool that, you know, that can really help teams figure out where to, you know, tighten the reins and all. So,
yeah. I mean, I'm hoping if it gets a bit more popular, then I won't have any trouble with contributions. People will want to help, and we'll get more people trying to. If we can get everyone together and improving these fights, and like, because there will be mistakes in there, there'll be insights that I've missed that would be really helpful, or certain abilities that aren't being tracked. And if there's people, if we come together and there's several people that, you know, want to work on this, it's just fantastic. Like, we could make it as good as anything. It'd be nice to develop that kind of community around it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know we found out about it from Wowhead. I think it was a couple of months ago. Anyway, we saw Wowhead do a post on it, and I remember linking it to Rob saying, hey, this is a guy we need to get on the show, but let's wait till raiding starts up again. And here we are, you know, and then our buddy Austin happened to mention it like last week. And I'm like, you know what? That's right. I should revisit this. And so now we're talking to you. Another question he asked here, though, is are you actively working on some of the ideas submitted on the idea page, such as implementing charts or auto-tracking logs? Or once a link is posted, or via an option with the bot to track our guild's logs once it appears on the Warcraft's log site?
Yes. So, the ideas page, a couple of the ones I was talking about earlier were from there, like the the statistics, like the insight rankings and the generating the insights for an entire night at once. So they're on there that I'd like to work on. Mm. And then the others that he's mentioned are also ones I'd like to work on when there's time. There's
all right.
Not enough time. But so yeah, implementing charts I think would be really helpful. So say the interrupts one, there's timestamps in there for when you missed interrupts. Sort of there was a little chart that like it'd be easier to visualize.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you missed a bunch of interrupts like just as you were going into this phase or something, or in the middle of the fight. Like what happened there, guys? Or standing in when you fail to stand in pools on Zul. Mm-hmm. So on Zul, the little blood pools spawn and you have to have someone standing in them, otherwise it does damage to the whole raid. So that insight has like a few timestamps on there for when you fail to soak them and you took raid damage. If that was in a little chart and you could see, oh, we're having trouble at this particular point, I think that would make it a bit easier to digest and potentially more helpful. So the charts I'd like to do, I think that'd be pretty cool. When there's time, the next auto tracking logs once a link is posted. So yeah, this will be the, yeah, I've had a few people actually request this, the Discord bot. So when you post a link to Warcraft logs on a channel that Discord bot is listening to, it'll suggest the Wipefest summary, so you can go to it quickly, and also give you the command to actually start listening to that report straight in your Discord channel. So then that's what starts it. Whenever there's a new fight, it'll write that report into your Discord channel. And what he's asking for is, instead of just telling me what command I need to run to make it listen, I should just start listening straight away when I've posted the link. And the reason I've held off on this one so far is because I think it might be a bit annoying. I think it would depend on your use case. So some guilds, they'll have the Discord bot and they'll set the permission so that it can only post in one channel. And then they'll have their Warcraft logs webhook set up for that channel. So whenever they start logging, the Warcraft logs webhook posts the Warcraft logs link into that channel. And then the Wipefest bot sees that Warcraft logs link and then says, hey, if you want to listen to this report, run this command. Mm. And I think for those people, actually, they just want to start listening straight away. But then there'll be people that have the Discord bot listening in every channel. They won't have configured the permissions for it necessarily to stay in just one channel. And if people are throwing Warcraft logs links around the place to discuss certain things, I think it'd be quite annoying if the bot just started like listening to the report and started generating things. And
gotcha.
So
yeah, you what it kind of boils people pretty easy with that too.
Just
start posting
just to annoy people.
Yeah.
And so what it boils down to, I guess, is if I implement that, I'd also have to implement server-specific settings, which is basically you'd have the Wipefest bot and you could configure some settings for it and you'd say, auto listen to reports when they are linked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want that feature. And then it just turns on just for that server. And then I need to store that data somewhere that for the Wipefest bot, when you're listening in this server, these are the settings they've configured, which would be a good step. I'd like to move to that. It'd make the bot more helpful. And you could do things like only let the officers maybe use the bot because you can, there's a command to stop listening to a report. So if you want to stop listening to it and stop spamming the channel, you can do that. But I guess if you've just got some random pug in your Discord who just wants to grief your guild a bit, you just keep repeatedly stop listening to the report over and over again. One of the things that might be useful is maybe only officers can issue that stop listening command or something. So again, that would have to be server specific and you'd have to be able to tell it, these roles should have these permissions kind of thing. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I'd like to look at that.
No, it's it sounds like being able to do that is great, but yeah, the amount of making sure that it doesn't get taken advantage of or abused
would
be pretty high.
I could implement it to start listening straight away. I just don't want to then get loads of feedback saying, this is really annoying. I've kicked your bot from my server.
Seriously, yeah, that's the last thing you want as you're spreading a tool like this is to people not understand how to utilize it properly and then get frustrated with it. So
yeah.
Well, Daryl, did you have any other questions?
I don't know because I'm not sure what was asked because this is getting... I haven't been able to hear most of this episode. I'm actually tethered to my phone now and it's working great. Yeah, so I think I might start doing that from now on. It's just tethered to my phone until our internet starts getting sorted out. So I don't know. I'll listen back to it once I get it uploaded here.
Well, if you have questions, you can get in touch as well if you've got anything after the show.
Yeah, right on. But no, I think I'm good.
Yeah, what I would like to say
do you feel like, did you get the cover?
I was just going to say, thank you for actually rearranging the time of the show to suit British time.
Absolutely, man.
It was really cool of you guys to rearrange that, and I hope it like wasn't too inconvenient for you or anything.
No.
So.
No, just I was just hoping you didn't hear my kids screaming. I think.
Nah, not at all.
All right. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like Yaks that you've heard on the show. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we are streaming shows live now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together our victory is assured.
Good enough.
What you got for shoutouts today?
Not your internet, that's for sure.
No, I'm kidding.
But Yaks, thank you so much, man. Definitely a shout out to Yaks for taking the time out of his day, and to Daryl's family and my wife and kids for I don't know what they're doing, for finding something else to do and giving me some time here on the Sunday afternoon and nerd out for a little bit. And let's see, there's a bunch of people, want to and Missy, and people that have stepped up to fill some healing roles and filling in while people were out and helping us to mark another progression boss off the list. So everybody over at the Better Than LFR raid team, really appreciate you guys kicking it on Friday. Daryl, what do you got, man?
Yeah, definitely to Yaks for coming on the show and discussing Whitefest with us. I'll be sure to listen back so I actually know what you talked about. Oh, I don't know what was going on with my internet, but yeah, definitely no shout outs to my internet provider, that's for sure. Rob, a shout out to you for carrying the show, basically the entire show today. Like I know I've contributed very little due to the issues I had, so yeah, I really appreciate that. And of course the raid team, you know, we got a new boss down, so that's good. We're slowly making our way through, and we'll get there. It's a lot of fun. I have a blast every Friday night, and I definitely look forward to raiding with everyone on there. Yaks, do you have any shout outs tonight?
Well, thanks to you guys. Like, it's been great being on here, so thanks for having me. And then I've got to do a shout out for my girlfriend, because she's put up with so many evenings of me just coding away on Wipefest. And so she's been great and very patient, so that's been fantastic. And then, well, Warcraft Logs, absolute shout out to Kira, who is, if you don't know, there's only one developer behind Warcraft Logs.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah.
And he makes, it's incredible. So he's put a lot of hard work into there, and he made the Warcraft Logs API, which is where Whitefest gets its data from. And without that, like, we wouldn't even have this tool, or we wouldn't have WoW Analyzer and things like that. So Kira, fantastic job. And then again, like you guys, I mean, thanks to my guild for just being awesome. Like, this expansion is going great so far. Mm-hmm. We're making good progression. You know, we've not had any drama. Attendance is great. Everyone's, you know, really putting the time and the effort, and we're like, having a lot of fun. So thanks to those guys. And then in particular, thanks to my friend and guildie, Garrow, because if he hadn't helped me configure these all-day bosses for Whitefest, they probably wouldn't have been ready for launch. It would have been a few days or a week late. So he put a lot of effort in to help me get all that configured. So I'm really, really grateful there. And that's my shout-outs.
Awesome. All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
That would be, so I'm not really on Twitter or anything, but the Discord for Whitefest would be the best place. So on if you just go to whitefest.net/Discord, there's a link to the Discord channel on there. So just get in touch and ask questions. And even if I'm not around, with me being EU, if you're US, I might be at work and you're asking questions or whatever. But there's a few other people on the Discord that are pretty good at responding to questions as well if they've been asked before. So
we have a one last burning question from the chat room.
Yeah.
Is when will Whitefest become self-aware and replace our reader?
I would. So actually, I was thinking about this because, so say if I store a lot more like of the timeline, and I store things, so when the boss is casting dangerous abilities and when the raider's reacting with cooldowns, like, you know, damage reduction cooldowns or healing cooldowns, mm-hmm. if I get all that data and if I had enough of it, you could potentially feed it into a machine learning algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could write an add-on for WoW, and it would listen to the combat log for when events are happening. So as you're raiding, okay, the boss has cast this ability and this ability at these times. I'll check my machine learning model, run the algorithms. Ah, you should use this cooldown right now and pop up on your screen. Hit this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give or take a week or two and it'll be self-aware.
Yeah. That's pretty real time, I would say. Like, if you can get that running, that would be really nice.
I think that's very, very blue sky thinking now, everyone. So, you know, it's a nice idea to think about.
Then you'd have to rename it to Skynet at that point, and I think that would be another thing. So, all right. Well, let's see. Did you already read this part? I think so.
No, that's yours. It's all you.
Ah, well, we're done then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, at that point, is it even a game anymore? No, it's not a game. Lance, it's real life, buddy. So that is it for episode 221 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support
at patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training,
dummies.
Uther. I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult the doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?